church that Peter and the rest of them are Jews, chosen people, circumcision. It's the same God who's doing this other thing, who's showing the Gentiles who he is. And so we see that God shows them a new thing. God shows them a different way of seeing and understanding and believing and responding to the unchanging truth of who Jesus is and what he has died for us to achieve, this level of freedom that we can live out in response in our day-to-day lives and our service to him. So God showed Paul, he showed him on the road to Damascus, and Paul could not unsee that, he could not dispute that, so he showed others. But Peter was having a little bit of a hard time of this. Really, this Paul? I can't deny that God's in it, but really I'm not too sure. And actually, God also shows Peter that yes, this is being directed by God himself. And if you look up in Acts chapter 10, you have Peter and his vision, and the sheet comes down from heaven with all the different animals, and Peter is told, get up, kill, eat. And Peter says, but I can't, Lord, because they're unclean. And Peter's seeking God. What does this mean? What are you trying to show me by this? And we know he gets called off to go meet with Cornelius, and he says to him, our laws, you don't talk to the Gentiles. But God has shown me, he's shown me, he's helped me to see that God has no favourites. And so he begins to teach and to preach to Cornelius. So God shows us, when he's trying to show us something bigger, something beyond our own customs and laws that he is doing, that is about him, but that we've not seen before. So God was really doing a massive new thing at that time that challenged people. He showed them, and he showed them how to live that out. So moving on to the next slide, what does that mean for you and I? What does that mean for us today? Freedom in Christ, we receive it through faith, not through works. We're set free. And some of you will know, I work as a counsellor, and I work with people quite often through a process of change. And as humans, we can be really averse to change. We like to kind of keep things the same. This is how we've always seen it and believed it, and this is how we've done it, and it makes us feel comfortable. We know it, it's familiar, it feels safe, it's not too risky. We feel like we're in control. This is just part of our human character. And of course, we all know the times that we've been living in recently. It's reminded us anything can change in an instant. There is only one place that we have true security, and that is the unchanging nature of who God is and what he has done for us. How we respond and live that out evolves over time as we enter into deeper revelations of who God is, as we allow him to show us new things for a new time, to live out in a new way. But when we're secure in him, the only unchanging thing we have, the firm foundation, who he is, what he's done and why, if we have confidence in that, we can allow ourselves to let go a little bit of the things we cling to that feel familiar and make us feel safe. We can ease up a little bit and allow him to lead us into new ways of seeing and living out our acceptance of who he is and what he has done. So I'll share with you from my own life. I had a period earlier this year, about 3 months, I just had all associated with a house I'd moved into last year, and I had problem after problem after problem. Every time I stuck my head up, I was like, God, what's going on? And I could see him in the midst of it. He was meeting me along the way. But I was just like, I don't understand. I don't understand. I'm tired. What's going on? And I felt like I'd been shaken this way and that and upside down and back to front. I couldn't even see straight, let alone think straight. And then at the end of that 3 months, it was like I'd been spat out of this storm. And I kind of picked myself up and dusted myself down and took a bit of time out and just recovered a little bit. And as I started to look around, I could see differently. Because what I hadn't realised is that in one area of my life, professional area, I'd been doing this. This is what God is calling me to. This is what he wants me to do. This is what he wants me to pursue. It's all over here. And it's not happening. I don't know why it's not happening. Come on, perseverance. And after I came out of this storm, it's like I'd been shaken and my blinkers came off. And I suddenly, oh, God's got something for me over here. And I've been so focused over here. I've been so convinced that this was what God was saying that I didn't even see it over here. And as I began to walk out this bit over here and knock on doors and talk to people, the way began to open up. And I also remembered that a couple of years earlier, I had had an offer over here, which I'd completely, no, that's not what God's got for me. It's not what God is asking of me. But I'd been so blinkered, and this is how I see it. I've been thinking this for years. This is what God is, that I just missed it. I just missed it. And I came out of this storm. My vision was expanded. We like to keep hold of this. This is how I see it and feel it. It's just human nature. We don't like change. Even though God is the most secure, solid foundation that could ever see us through any kind of change. God still doesn't have favourites. He doesn't have favourites as people. We like and we're drawn to people who look like us and think like us and do things like us and do things our way. It's just part of our human nature. We like that. And sometimes we think, well, those people over there are doing it like that, and that's not how we do it. Different doesn't mean right or wrong. God may ask one group to be focused on this, like he asked Paul to be focused on the Gentiles and Peter to be focused on the Jews. He asks different things of us individually in our lives, dependent on our talents and our gifts as to how we live out our service to him on a daily basis and collectively as a church. He may ask different things of us, but it's the same God. It's the same unchanging Jesus who died for us to set us free. But what it looks like in terms of living that out does change and look different. But it's one God, one God. Saw that in one of your things that was up here earlier. One God, one community. It's one God who infiltrates it all. But it might look different from one person to another. But sometimes this God who is so trustworthy and unchanging and dependable, in spite of changing circumstances, tragedies and losses, all kinds of things, he remains firm. Sometimes he wants us to let go a little bit of what we've held on to. This is how we see it. This is how we do it. This is of God. Sometimes he wants to open us up to see that he's doing a new thing. He might bring a new kid on the block or a new situation. I don't know. But he has a way of showing us when he wants us to see something new that he's calling us into. And so just going on to the last slide of our summary. As I said throughout, God is unchanging. We've been living in really challenging times of great loss. We look ahead, there's still uncertainty. We don't know how it's all going to pan out at this point, but we do know the unchanging God who knows all things, sees all things, is still sovereign, is still in control, and who will be with us and guide us and direct us and lead us and equip us to do whatever thing he is calling us into. He's an unchanging God. And the way that we might be called to live it out individually or as a church might look different to the next group of people. I've shared with you a little bit about in my life some of the things God's opened me up to see. And in my church, we're talking about maybe having a vision day to say, okay, God, you know, sometimes we just want to rush back to how it was before. But what if this is an opportunity for God to say, hey, I'm doing a new thing. I want to show you how things could be moving forward. And so we may have a vision day to seek him. What do you want us to see, Lord? How do you want us to move forward at this time? How do you want us to do things now? Because he knows all things. And when he calls us into something new, to see it differently, to do it differently, he provides all that we could ever need to be able to do that. He is a solid, firm foundation who's trustworthy and dependable, unchanging, even when our times and circumstances are changing. And so I don't know what God is saying to you individually or as a church. That's between you and God. But I just want to leave you with that question. What is God asking us to see right now? What does he want to show us? Is he asking us to do something differently, personally and as a church? I don't know, but I leave that question with you. What does God want to show you at this time? about how to move forward. It has to be directed by him, but what does he want to guide and lead you into? Because his way and his plans always far supersede certainly anything I could ever come up with. But are we secure enough in him, the unchanging truths, to allow him to help us to let go of any ideas that we may be holding on to too fiercely because we're afraid of change or doing it differently? Leave you with that question. What does he want to show you at this time? Thank you.
I suppose it brings us back to the old joke, doesn't it? How many Baptists does it take to change a light bulb? Change? We've all been through so much change in the last 18 months that have been imposed upon us. And we all look forward to how we can get back to where we used to be. But as Joe said, is God calling us to do something different? And that might not be radically different, or it might be radically different. But we need to seek God. We need to come before him individually and as a church. Our last song.
Stripped away, and I simply come.